High school basketball is on the air as we welcome you live to the Casey Center in downtown Des Moines for the opening round of the Class 3A Iowa Boys High School State Basketball Tournament, where today the fourth-ranked and fourth-seeded Pella Dutch battle fifth-seeded, sixth-ranked Carroll. Now Manning into McGuire. Two defenders there. What a reverse layup. He brought that down to his waist and then flipped it over his shoulder, off glass and in.
That's what you were talking about in the pregame, how he's been able to finagle his body and twist and turn and shoot backwards and all the above. So that's been a real improvement for him.
And now we're tied at five. Here's McGuire driving and slamming it home. Jack McGuire had evil intentions, and he goes right at the second best shot blocker in the state and stuffs it on him.
All right. Can I just say we weren't doing that in the 70s?
Now Jack McGuire from the left corner drives into the lane, stops and kicks. Mullins for three. Short again. Schulte tips the rebound out of Tharjath's hand and into the basket for the putback.
He wasn't really even trying to tip it toward the basket. He was just trying to create a loose ball situation and it went in.
Pella back down by five. Carroll 33, Dutch 28. Jack McGuire across the timeline. One final shot, 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Pella down by 10. McGuire for three. Got it.
He was definitely behind the line that time.
McGuire's three, and it's a seven-point game at the end of the third quarter. Carroll 40, Pella 33. Garner drives down the left side of the lane. Spin move inside. Tough fall-away shot, no good. Battle for the board. Gotten by McGuire, and he scores. It's an 8-0 Pella run, and the Dutch have clawed from 40-30 down to 40-38. Pounding defense by Peterson. Manning gets by him, leans in, shot no good. McGuire gets the rebound
and
puts it in and gives Pella its first lead of the game with 48 seconds remaining. Pella 46, Carroll 45. Pella's dreams of a state championship are going to fall short here in the opening round of the 2026 state tournament. Simpson, turnaround three at the buzzer, banks in. And our final score, Carroll 50, Pella 49.
Andrew Schneider on KNIA Careless Radio. Heartbreaking loss here for the Dutch to Carroll. Here, Jack McGuire. Jack, you played a whale of the game. Your guys, what a charge in that fourth quarter, but came up just a little short. What's been running through your mind knowing that you guys have been building for this moment and today just wasn't your day?
Just a bittersweet feeling. I wouldn't want to end it with any other team, but I didn't want it to end this way. We made it a long way, came up just short in the first round. It would have been nice to go a little farther, but I'm glad I got to end it with this team.
Well, and just this game, Carroll got up a little bit early. You guys weren't quite able to click on offense early. What were the things that weren't working well that you were able to fix in that second half?
Our spacing was a little bit off in the first half, and then the second half we spaced a little bit better and we executed better in the second half. We struggled in the first half to get some of our key plays that we were going to run against them, and then we executed them in the second half.
Well, and it felt like defensively in the second half really picked things up, especially down by seven. Again, what does that say about the heart of this team that you were in it in those final minutes because of the way you played defense?
This team fights like no other. We fought the whole year. We got down a lot of times during the season. We always responded, always made a close game. I just can't praise these guys enough for the hard work they put in this year.
Well, in this senior class, ever since you guys were in eighth grade and watched that title team 5 years ago, have been so close. You and Austin have been playing on the floor for so many years together. I know this isn't the way you wanted to end, but how special in hindsight was this season and this opportunity?
I'm lucky and blessed to be able to return here again, especially with being a mentor for the younger kids that are going to be playing on varsity again next year. It's just a blessing to be here.
And for you, I know it's you know, small penance, but how fun was it to be playing your best basketball at the end of the year and to really wear that number one jersey with pride?
It feels really good to represent my town and my city. So I just want to say thank you to the community of Pella, and thank you to my team. Thank you to the scout team. Thank you to my coaches. I couldn't have done it without all of them.
The incomparable Jack McGuire, congratulations on a fantastic senior season.
Thank you.
Our coverage of the state basketball tournament wraps up here with Austin Schulte. Austin, I know not the way you wanted to go, but what fight from your team? Talk about an incredible fourth quarter battle and just coming up a little short in the end.
Yeah, I mean, we stayed poised. We weren't flustered. We had been in those situations. So, you know, we battled back like we knew we would, and we just come up short.
Well, and mentally, how tough is it to play a game like that where the shots aren't falling? Offensively, the first half wasn't quite your half, but how exciting was it also then to be a part of a big run, have the defense kick things up in that second half?
I mean, yeah, it's great. just to be here and you know, have a great run in the fourth quarter. Like, sometimes shots fall, sometimes they don't, and you know, you can't always control that. As a team, we obviously didn't shoot as well as we normally do tonight, and yeah, I think we're all disappointed, but we're happy to have been finished here in the Well.
Well, and that's, of course, the context, right? Only one team gets to walk away with the title per class, and I know that this one stings right now, but in the context of this season, especially with the senior class and how long you've been playing together, you and Jack, since your freshman year, how, in hindsight, it's hard maybe to have perspective, but what kind of perspective do you have on the season, and how special was it to you?
I mean, it was an awesome season, just to be able to play with my senior guys that I'd been with forever, and we were here, you know, able to play in the KC Center and lay it all out on the floor. It was an awesome season. It's hard to see that right now, obviously, but yeah, I'm grateful for it.
Well, and I know that your mom posted some pictures of you back from the title win back in 2021 when you were with your dad and all the above. And I know this week didn't end the way you wanted, but how cool is it that you got to share with him and to be here with your best friends and your family and to even have this experience?
Yeah, just to have the people around me here through just my playing career and even when I was little, supporting his teams. But it's just, you know, it's crazy to see that, you know, I got to play with my dad for 4 years and got to be part of a couple state tournament teams. And, you know, I'm happy for it all. I'm grateful for it. Just disappointed we came up short.
Austin Schulte, after a tough loss to Carroll. Austin, congratulations on a fantastic senior season.
Thank you.